never said hooves or...
It's about hoof, you know. We'd say it sometime. You say the hoof of his foot or something like that.
And then you'd say more than one hoof would be... You'd say you'd nail these on all four. What I'm interested in is what you'd say with, for more than one hoof.
Well, there's four.
Yes.
Four, you know. Each foot of the animal, you see.
Would you call those four hooves then? Or?
That's what I'd use in that form, but I just remember whether they even called it that.
I see.
In them times. But now that's what they would put it on the tough part of that horse's hooves. The horseshoe, he'd know where to put it. If I had got out there or somebody else that didn't, we'd have to drive it through the foot, too close up and go through the foot. But he knowed where to drive it in that hoop.
I see.
He knowed exactly where to drive.
It's made in a V, ain't it?
So he'd know how to fit the shoe.
He'd know how to fit. He'd go there and there. Did
you ever play any games when you were a child with a ball?
Yes, sir. Well, we'd play, you might say, you mean in school?
Yes, or at home, either one.
Oh, we'd very often. We had what you call, we used in them times, rag ball. You know, made out of thread and rags. Maybe we would, and when we was at home, maybe there's two or three of us here at this home. I'll use it this home, but it was before this home. We'd play Auntie O. If we wanted to be on that side of the house, then the other on that side, throwing it over the house. And the one that caught it on either side would run and hide, you see. Until you found out where that had hid it. You'd won the game, as near as I can.
Do you remember what that game was called?
Over the house, he said.
Let me see. What did
they
call it? Ain't the old.
Yeah.
Ain't the old.
When he hollered at the balls coming over the house. And the over here they come.
I see. You holler it, then throw it.
Over the house.
Somebody would catch it.
Whoever caught it on that other side, maybe two on this side and two on that. Whoever caught it would get that ball and run and hide until the others would find him on that is on this other side.
I see. And if he hid behind a bush, say, and he could get down like this, how would you describe that? Say, hunkered down or crouched down?
He'd down.
Well, we didn't use that word, that could have been used.
We'd try to find him.
But we'd just try to find the one that caught the ball. Ain't no, here she come.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. Suppose in school that you, that some child always went to the teacher and told stories about another child.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call him?
A big liar.
I see. Ever, suppose that what he told was the truth. Suppose some child did something that was wrong, and another child went to tell a teacher and said, well, you shouldn't do that, you're a big liar.
I didn't catch.
Suppose that one child sees another child do something wrong, and the first child runs and tells the teacher. And the other children would say to the first child, now you shouldn't do that, you're just a big...
Huh? Big tale teller would use it that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tattler.
A big tattler.
That's right.
I'm going to clap him over if he just keep doing that. Always telling something. Busy mouth, we call it.
I see.
Always telling something, you know, you got no business telling.